The new film Room follows the story of a young woman who's been kidnapped. She's taken by a stranger at the age of 17 and held captive in the man's garden shed. After 2 years, she gives birth to a baby boy. She names him Jack, and when the film opens, Jack is 5 years old. The single room they share is the only reality Jack has ever known. But with his mom's help, the boy has given life to the few objects in his small world.
Melty spoon's the best to eat with because he's more blobbier. Labyrinth is the twistiest, and she hides things so I don't know where they are. Toilet's the best at disappearing poo. Lamp's the brightest, except when the power's cut.
Jacob Tremblay plays Jack, and Brie Larson plays his mother, who he calls Ma. When I spoke with Brie Larson, she told me how she started to connect with her young co-star.
We kind of got in a bit of a routine where we would have these half-hour drives to the production office together where we could just rap, talk about our dreams, talk about... He has a lot of great ideas for stories and for movies, and so he'd go on these very long, epic tales of these movies he was going to make. And then when we would arrive at the production office, our genius production designer, Ethan Tobman, had set aside foil and tape and the 5 crayons that Jack has and gave us the opportunity every day for like an hour or two to just do arts and crafts and build all of the toys that you see in Room. And then we'd go downstairs to the soundstage where Room was built and we could put the toys in the room. And then we'd spend a couple of hours every day going through that routine that you see at the beginning of the movie. So it just felt like the routine that we did every day.
Can you describe that routine?
Well, Jacob, or Jack, he says good morning to every single thing in Room because he's personified all of the objects. We brush our teeth, we pick out our clothes, which is a little odd to see because we really only have like 2 shirts and 2 pairs of pants each. But you see through this process that Ma is trying to create a sense of a suburban life, that there is a routine because in a lot of ways there's nothing but time. And so you start to see very quickly that this is a woman who has decided to create a life here and not just roll over and give up.
Mm. I want to play a clip from the film where Ma is trying to explain to Jack that there is more to the world than just this place, this room. She's decided he's old enough to understand the truth.
And I lived in a house with my mom and my dad. You would call them grandma and grandpa.
What house?
A house. It was in the world. And there was a backyard, and we had a hammock. We would swing in the hammock, and we would eat ice cream.
A TV house?
No, Jack, a real house, not TV. Are you even listening to me?
How did you approach this scene? Because you can hear in her voice, it's this big moment, right? But she's agitated.
The relationship between Ma and Jack is rather complicated because there's the mother and son aspect of it, but then there's the fact that really the only person that Ma has is Jack. And so she can't completely shatter him. She has to continue to protect him. And so there's this real push-pull in the scene of feeling these moments of absolute hitting her limit and frustration and then needing to restrain and pull back and make sure that he still feels that love and protection. And it's a tricky space because she has lied to him. She's created this mythology in order to protect him and in order to protect herself and kind of deny the outside world to herself so she doesn't feel that she's missing out or that the world is going on without her. And so it becomes a moment where she has to come to terms with her own lie and try and undo some of this story in order to get him to be on her team. But how do you explain the world to someone who's never seen it? All we have really are metaphor. But when you're in a space with so few tools in order to express the complexity and the bigness of the outside world, it can become very frustrating, like playing a game of charades where you're trying so urgently to explain something and you know that the person could get it if you could just use these words, but you can't.
You talk about the layers to their relationship. Jack, her son, he is also her only hope. He is her chance for escape.
Yeah. Well, it's discussed in the book and is sort of briefly touched upon in the film that there's 2 years where Ma is in Room completely alone before Jack comes along. And I think it's a very dark time for her. It's once she goes through this pregnancy and there's this life, this piece of her that's outside of her that's growing and learning, that then this thing clicks into her where she has to find a way to live and to survive and to make a life out of this. And then she has to have the courage to set him free and give him up in this rather tense escape sequence in the hopes that he can get through it. And at the very least, he will be free.
I have to tell you, that escape sequence, that scene, I've watched a lot of sad movies in my time, a lot of emotionally wrenching films, and that scene is unlike anything I'd ever witnessed before. It's hard to watch.
Yeah. I find it, now that I've watched the movie about four times, I don't find it tense anymore. I find it so beautiful. It really is. It's a birth. Mm. That moment that you see him wiggle out of that rug and pull it open and see the sky for the first time, I think it's so moving to us because it's an experience that's so relatable. We've all recognized the moment when the world has handed us a situation that is bigger than our youth can handle, and we have to grow up in a second. And the terror and the fear and this feeling of almost kind of floundering, of drowning, of not knowing if you can get through it, if you can do it. And then when you hit the moment when you do get to the other side, all it does is take us to this new level of existence that is more beautiful and more complex and in some ways more painful.
Brie Larson. She spoke to us from studios of KQED in San Francisco. Her new film is called Room. Brie, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.